Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, the Antipodean pair of islands known as New Zealand have a fascinating culture to them, and the wines there are just amazing. Most people think of them as being the home of great Sauvignon Blanc, and rightly so. But there's other things going down there with the Kiwis.
Yeah, there really are. And the reputation for Sauvignon Blanc is well-deserved. They've almost developed their own unique style of Sauvignon Blanc.
They did indeed.
But I really wanted to sort of survey, if you would, some of the other offerings that were out there. And I was really pleased with what I discovered. I'll start with a wine that is sort of mid-tier for me. It was called Gießen. It's an estate Riesling. It sells for about $12 a bottle, so it's a pretty good value. This is going to be a slightly off-dry Riesling with a lot of the classic flavors of green apple and a little bit of peach. But this one, for $12, I thought it was really good, but it didn't really sing to me. However, there is a Riesling called Three Brooms. It's the 2016 vintage. It's about 11% ABV, so it's slightly lower ABV, which to me actually is a good sign with a Riesling. Mm-hmm. This one's going to retail for about $18, and I thought this was stunning. This had terrific balance. It's just barely off dry. Classic pear, green apple flavors with a really bright acidity. I picture myself, you know, sipping this wine as I'm standing on the back deck of my house on a lovely summer evening with just a little waft of a cool breeze.
Oh, yes.
And perfect. And then taking that same wine and going right into some sort of barbecued chicken dish. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this was really wonderful. Three Brooms 2016 Riesling. Now, Pinot Gris is, we usually associate that with the Alsace area or parts of Oregon. But there was a really nice Pinot Gris from New Zealand that I tried called Babbage. It's about $14 a bottle. This was lovely because it had that wonderful sort of mid-palate fleshiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good minerality, but it just had a really wonderful sort of well-structured overall lushness to it. It has notes of peach and citrus, soft, supple finish, and as I said, a fleshiness to it that would really pair with a lot of different kinds of foods. So it'd be a lot of fun.
Good acidity with it?
Good acidity, and it's $14. I mean, you know,
come on.
Now, here's one that I did not see coming at all. Graham Norton is sort of an English-Irish celebrity on the television, so this is sort of a celebrity wine.
Mm-hmm.
The producer is a company called In Vivo, and this is Graham Norton's Pink by Design Rosé. $15 a bottle. Couldn't believe how good this was.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at the label, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be one of those. Mm-mm. And it was really, really good. Wonderful, fresh, slight strawberry with peach flavors on a classic pale rosé. That was very good. And then last but not least, from In Vivo as the producer, was a really nice Pinot Noir 2016 vintage, sells for about $25. What I liked about this is that too many of the New Zealand Pinot Noirs I've had have been sort of on the subtle side. There's nothing subtle about this wine.
Mm-hmm.
The flavors are classic. They're forward. They're right up there. Cherry and plum with spice notes and nice layers of flavor. Just, you know, for $25, I thought it was a really good value.
But in a really big package.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, it was not over the top, but it was really quite good.
Well, I'm going to have to try these. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.